The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Would you like for God to comfort you when you are in trouble and be assured that God is with you and knows what your problems are, and would see to it that all things are working together and do work together for your good? Well, God makes us that promise. I want you to notice what God had to say to you and to me and to anyone that will obey Him. God makes us a promise, and God can't break His promise. It not only will be like God has said it will be, but it can't be any other way, because you see, God cannot lie. God cannot sin. In Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 27, notice what God had to say to those that will obey Him, that will 100% obey Him to the best they know, realize, and understand. Verse 27 of Romans 28, "Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." And verse 28 tells us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." That's a promise that God has made. Now, God isn't telling us or isn't saying at all that everything that happened is good. God knows many things that happen are very ugly and evil, but somehow they work together for the good of the saints. God makes us that promise. You see, God has the power to turn things around, to make things go according to His word. In verse 31, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" That's true, my friend. If God is for you, if God is on your side, if God is with you, and He is, if you are with Him, who can be against you? Who can do anything to really harm you, at least permanently or eternally? My friends, God is for you and is with you if you are obeying Him. That's what God has promised, and it can't be any other way. So all we have to do is to obey God and have the faith to know that God's word is sure, that God's word is pure, that God's word is true, and have the faith to obey it, even in times and circumstances when it doesn't look like that it is paying to obey God. The Word of God is pure, and no one can add to or take away from it. Now, Satan was the first one that tried to change the Word of God. He did that back in the Garden of Eden, as soon as God gave him permission to get to the first human being that God had created. Yes, he did that in the Garden of Eden. Now, it didn't work. God's Word is still in effect, just as it has been since God spoke or inspired it to be spoken or recorded. Now, Satan did deceive Eve to think that God's word is not correct and that it needs improvements, and that you will be better off if you don't obey God as He has commanded. You see, Satan deceived Eve and made her think that God didn't really know what He was talking about, or that God actually lied to her. The world still thinks that today. They think that they need to add to and to take away from the Word of God. How about you? Do you think your life could be improved? Or do you think you need God? Are you willing to admit that you are wrong? Are you willing to admit that God is much smarter and wiser than you? Are you willing to admit that you are a sinner? My friends, these are questions that you need to ask yourself. Am I willing to submit to God as God has commanded me to? Am I willing to say my ways are wrong? I am a sinner, and I need to repent, and I need the grace of Jesus Christ to cover my sins. Are you willing to admit that Christ died so your sin could be forgiven, so you could be washed in His blood, and be presented to God the Father, pure and cleansed of all your sins? Are you willing to take God's word seriously and begin obeying God, living by His word? Well, if you are, then God is calling you and giving you the priceless opportunity to take action and become one of his first fruits. Yes, to become a saint and a saint that will be born into the family of God at the resurrection when Christ returns. Yes, the saints will be resurrected in the first resurrection as a spirit-born son of God and a spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ right into the family of God. How would you like to be right into the family of God? Be one of God's family. But God is not running a welfare state. He doesn't pass out rewards undeserved. There are certain requirements that you must meet. Christ did not do it all for you. Now, you've been told that Christ did it all for you. Well, here's what Christ did for you. He died for your sins. He was resurrected so you could have life, eternal life, through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, which God gives to those that obey Him. God sends His Spirit through Jesus Christ to you if you begin to obey Him. Meet the requirements that He has commanded you to meet. In Acts 5:32, it says this, "And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him." God poured out His Spirit on the day of Pentecost to the New Testament era of the Church of God. It came through Jesus Christ. By Christ's life, you have life. The Holy Spirit that God gives you is life dwelling in you, my friend. It's God's life, and God and Jesus Christ are living their life in you, and you are changing. You are becoming like God. You are building the mind and the attitude and the character of God. Christ didn't do that for you. He didn't build His mind for you. He has made it possible for you to have God's Spirit so you can build God's mind. There's something that you have to do. In Romans 5, beginning verse 8, notice what Paul says here. "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, yes, we were made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And it is through His life, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we are saved. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life, through the power of the Holy Spirit that God gives to you through Jesus Christ, living in you." God sent His Holy Spirit to the church on the day of Pentecost in 31 AD through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you that gives you life. Notice what Paul had to say in Romans 8, verse 5. "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." In other words, my friend, if you live according to the flesh, you are physically, carnally minded. But if you live according to the Spirit, you are spiritually minded. Your mind is with God. God tells this world where our mind and our ways or actions are. We are materialistically minded. We seem to care less about the spiritual or the Holy Spirit that makes you spiritually minded. This world from the Garden of Eden began setting the mind on the physical or on the flesh. That's why we have all the severe problems in our personal life, our family, our nation, and the world. I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God that we will look back on these days of our many problems in a few years and wish things were as well for our nation and for you personally as they were in 2015. Now think of that, my friends. Even as severe as our problems are, they will get a lot worse. And that's very saddening to have to say or even think about, but it will happen. That's what our God has said in His Word. All because we will not turn, we will not repent, we will not change our mind from the flesh, from the physical, from the materialistic way to God's way, the spiritual way. I've been preaching a warning and a repentance message to our nation for many years. I hope you are listening and beginning to turn to God. I hope you will begin living your life according to the Spirit. That's the only way that your life will get better, is to begin living your life according to the Word of God. That's the only way you will survive the time of Jacob's trouble, which is right now on our doorsteps. Yes, the time of Jacob's trouble, my friend, is right now on our doorsteps. Our nation will suffer through many more disasters, such as judgments from God, giving us an opportunity to repent and turn to Him for help and deliverance. Yes, God sends judgments. God corrects every son that He loves. God loves all people. God loves this nation. God loves the nation of Israel. It was His chosen people, hoping that they would live God's way and set an example for the rest of the world to live by. God still loves us in spite of all of our wickedness. We will also suffer through many man-made disasters until we come to our demise. That's all because we have turned our back on our God. That's why we are suffering today, and that's why that our suffering and our miserable life will get worse. But the few which survive the time of Jacob's trouble will finally repent. Why don't you do that today and have God as your shield? Yes, have God with you. Have God on your side. Have God as your deliverer and your strength and your help in the time of troubles, which God says He's all of that to those that will turn to Him and obey Him. I see my time is running out. We've made 6 programs now on natural disasters, that God is going to continue to send natural disasters on us. You can expect the weather pattern to continue to worsen. You can expect more man-made disasters to continue to worsen until we, as a nation, come to our demise, because we will not turn to our God. You should request our free booklet, North America Listen. And I hope, my friend, you that hear this program, I hope that you are listening. And I hope that you will begin to rend your heart and not your garments to God. You know, the world that we live in and modern Christianity, they think that they can add to and take away from the Word of God and put it with man-made traditions and what they want to do themselves and call it pure, true religion. God says it's nothing but hypocritical, and God says it won't deliver you in the day of troubles. God says those that take His Word seriously, don't add to and don't take away, but are willing to live by His Word, they are the one that He will give eternal life to. They are the one that He will resurrect in that first resurrection. They are the one that He will deliver through Jacob's trouble and the troubles of this world. So you should request our free booklet, North America Listen, and our free booklet, Evidence of the End Time. You need to read these booklets, my friends, and all you need to do to receive them is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or go online, order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. And I hope and pray that God will help you to see, to hear, and to understand, and to turn to Him, and be spared many of these disasters that we are headed into.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.